I call the Tuesday, January 21st, 2025 Planning Commission.
Recording in progress.
Meeting to order at 6:30 PM. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Are there any changes to the agenda?
Yes, I was unable to complete the minutes due to other things, so they'll be in there.
I thought you just forgot me. I looked for those. If I wasn't here, I was going to read and see what I missed. Thank you. We'll do the minutes next time. Is there public comment for items not already on the agenda? Seeing none, you're on the agenda. I guess we're going to have a chair and vice chair election.
I'd make a motion for Jeff Hague.
Oh, thank you very much.
Elected chairman.
That didn't take long.
I'll second that. I'll call for the question.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed besides me? Thank you again.
Thanks, Jeff.
We need a vice chair because the word is our vice chair is leaving us. So I would look for, are you leaving us?
Yes, sir.
That's what I thought. So we're going to need.
Vice chair, I recommend Jim Creech for vice chair.
I'll second that.
Yep.
Okay, no complaints?
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Seeing none.
It's me.
Just you? We should get a beer and talk about it.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the, you want to try this out tonight?
No.
Are you sure? It's going to be easy. Yeah, because this next one, the nice lady's here and it'll be simple. Okay, thank you everyone. SUB 24-39, preliminary sub phase 5, first edition. And this is a type 2 limited land use application. Would that be you?
Me?
Okay.
Good evening and I guess happy new year, even though it's what, the 21st we were invited. It's been a while.
Been a while since we've met.
The item on the agenda this evening is another smaller portion of a phase of the Rolling Meadows subdivision. As you are aware, Junction City is in a sewer moratorium. However, there are a certain amount of new hookups still allotted to the city. So I think that is kind of where the impetus for this smaller section of this phase is coming from. The request is for preliminary approval for the subdivision. It's 19 lots. It's within phase 5 of the Rolling Meadows PUD. I believe the site plan, the plat, is really the best way to get an idea of what's being proposed here. It's if you look at the master plan, which is one of the attachments somewhere. And you'll notice we didn't include the whole application this time, so it's not 500-page packet. But let's see, page 104 of the packet has a master plan. this section of phase 5 will take access off of 7th Avenue. So what exists now is 10th Avenue, the northernmost road that comes off of Oaklea. And phase 1 is completely built out. So there's 10th Avenue, and then you can go down Darlington Drive, which is that second left on the master plan, and then down to 7th Avenue, which will be extended into the phase 5 area, should this preliminary subdivision go through. And it's 19 lots. 17 of them are R1, so looking at like single family homes. And two in the corner are R2, medium, or like duplex family residential, so another situation where they could do a an attached duplex across the lot lines, kind of like we saw in the portion of phase 6 that we did last meeting, that was along 10th Avenue. Let's see what else is important. All the notices and referrals were sent out at the appropriate times, and we didn't really receive any referral comments, except from the Wayne County Transportation folks. They are mostly looking at Oaklea Drive, which is a Wayne County owned and maintained road. And so when the PUD went through, there were certain requirements to upgrade the intersections at 6th and 10th after a certain amount of the PUD or the whole multi-phase subdivision is built out. And so in order to kind of, since we're doing it in these smaller chunks, to still analyze like when those requirements should be put in place, they were requesting when there's 100 total lots in phase 5 and 6 platted. So right now we just have the 10 in preliminary and plus these 19 in preliminary. So they're not required to do any of the improvements at this time, but Lane County is keeping up with this progress and ensuring that the original conditions of approval are matched.
Right, and they have been all along. So
yeah.
Are they gonna make them do the approval when it's platted or when those are completed?
Right now, there's nothing with these subsections as far as improvements, but I think when they get to 100 units, it would probably be required by final plat, so when they're platted.
Okay.
And for the newer members, the subdivision process is, this is a preliminary plat. It's kind of where we look at more in depth of the criteria, and then we condition certain conditions of approval. So like, okay, your plan looks good, but do these things by the time you apply for final plat and we'll get that approved. So it's kind of confusing, but final plat would be the next step for both this one and the other phase 6 first edition that we worked on. So that's why conditions or the, you know, improvements would be required at that final plat stage. And so yeah, overall 19 lots, they're all 3,700 to 6,000 square feet, 19.79 acres in phase 5 overall, but this is only, what, I had the acres right in front of me. Well, it's probably on the plat.
19.79 acres?
I think that was for phase 5 overall.
Yes, it is.
It looks pretty small for 19 acres.
3.32 for this.
Yeah,
thank you. yeah, and you know, if you have any questions about specific criteria, nothing's a big surprise. There aren't any parks included in this section. The size of the lots and the setbacks meet the exceptions that have been granted through the PUD modifications. So they're a little bit smaller than what you typically see in the zone, but they've been previously approved. No floodplain or wetlands.
The only concern I had with any of it was the little note from the city that says we may or may not be able to supply them with sewer. So tell us about that.
I believe it's a first come first serve at this point for the remaining 20 connections, and then over time as the city completes certain tasks that the Department of Environmental Quality has set out in their agreement order, then additional capacity will be granted. And so I don't, you know, I don't personally know if they've granted additional hookups. I don't think we've seen, like, I haven't seen any, like, development review.
Their building's been flat.
That might be Gary on the line.
Go away, Gary. We're busy.
It is.
We're busy here.
It is.
How are you?
Oh, not too bad.
Good. Welcome to the meeting.
Right. Yeah, Chloe's correct. It is first come, first serve, so whoever puts their building permit in first would get approval to build, and we can build up to 19 homes with one commercial right now.
Okay.
And then as soon as we pick off our next task, they'll give us like 20 more and so on and so on. It's kind of a big, long list of stuff.
Big catch 22. All right.
Yes.
Well, I don't see anybody else flocking down here to build at this time because there's no other land in our buildable land inventories. So these nice people should be pretty safe.
Yeah. Pacific National is the only one that's really ready to build right now. The reserve would have to do a lot of infrastructure work and road work, and I just don't think it's worth their money to try and build 19 homes.
All right. I guess that's for them to think about. All we have to do is figure out how to get it done.
Can I ask?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, Mr. Huckel.
When will the wastewater improvements be completed so that we're off this restriction?
Oh, years.
Years?
It'll be years. Years. Basically, we don't come off this restriction until we build our sewer plant.
And when is that planned?
That's
2032.
That's the one that DOC was going to build, but they gave it back to them because they're such nice people.
Yeah. Right now it's scheduled to be built by 2032.
I'm going to retire before that.
I hope I'm breathing air.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, how fast can you build?
Depends on how fast we get.
What?
I see.
but yeah, I don't have much more as far as staff presentation. The conditions of approval are very straightforward. We just want to make sure they have stormwater, streets, new utilities built out, and dedicated to the city. I put in a requirement for turnarounds because there's some kind of awkward stubs. You'll see like 7th Avenue and Breckenridge. They're only proposing to build like one lot's worth. And easements, 2-year approvals, et cetera, et cetera. So with that, I will conclude my presentation and open it for any other questions.
Do they plan on where 7th Avenue and Breckenridge and all that is will all the sidewalks and streets, are they going to build all of them or just where the houses are going to be?
Just what is highlighted on the plat. So everything, or 7th Avenue already is built to the connection to Darlington. So the proposal is to just build 7th and then a little bit of Breckenridge, but then Breckenridge and 7th both end, because that part's not developed yet.
Question. Mm-hmm. So the access will be Breckenridge and that'll be paved?
The access will be Darlington Drive to 7th, and
okay,
that will be paved.
Okay.
Is Breckenridge is not paved now?
No.
Not that far.
Not there.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is up north, but not down there.
Yeah, where it connects to 10th, it is.
It's paved where it's connected to 10th?
Well, maybe not at the connection, no.
Okay.
It's just 10th, and then everything in phase one, and then 7th, up to the proposed unit, little lots.
Well, eventually we'll have all streets and curbs and gutters and sidewalks and
yeah.
And I have a curiosity question. Why this little island? What was the thought behind doing that little island of building? It doesn't affect anything. I'm just curious. Do you?
Yeah.
Do you know?
We'll let the applicant speak to that if you want to do your presentation. So, are there any other questions before the applicant?
I was thinking the same thing Jim was. Mm-hmm. Why there? You know, but.
I wish we had a GIS map.
Yeah, movable.
Yeah, Lanny Hickey with Rhine Cross Group, 112 North 5th Street, Clama Falls, Oregon. I think you all know me. it's because, you know, I can't answer that for the developer. But it would be my assumption because 7th Avenue is paved if you go to the west. And so...
Oh, it is that, paved now?
Yeah, we'll be picking up where 70.
Okay, you answered my question, that's fine.
Okay.
That makes sense. I didn't realize it was.
Yes.
Okay, makes perfect sense.
We're not going to be going through dirt and then going back to pavement, so.
Okay.
Connectivity,
yeah,
nice,
connectivity.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions?
Sir. I don't know if it's a question, it's more of a statement. I rode my electric bicycle out there today.
In the sun,
and it was great. And just kind of meandered around that whole subdivision and looked where the planning. And I'm looking at that map. Maybe it's just me, but I just didn't see hardly any backyards or anything on the side. And didn't see any ranch style houses. It's all built up instead of built out. And I'm looking at this, at each plot here is about 0.17 of an acre of land, just very ballpark dividing 3.19, and I kept thinking, I don't know, maybe I grew up in a different time. I must have grown up in a different time, but I thought, you know, I would like to see
larger lots and more variety.
Larger lots, yes, larger lots, and I know economics comes into it.
It does. One thing that the brilliant people in the state of Oregon have decided is 7 homes per acre is their target. That's their magical target.
7 homes per acre.
And so by the time you figure out your streets and sidewalks and curves and gutters and easements, this is about what you get to try to appease everybody on the way. And they keep stacking on.
So who are we trying to appease?
People in Salem.
Nobody up there that we
people,
can't
not live us. We're trying to help people actually get to build because otherwise they give them these reams of paper. Wait till you've been here a while. Some of these things come like this.
I got it.
It's terrible.
I got it. I'm just stating what I feel.
We've all stated that, and we appreciate your input. But you're new and haven't had the pleasure of all of this too much yet. Yeah.
Welcome to Oregon.
Yeah.
Pardon?
I said welcome to Oregon.
Yep.
So what will be generally the asking price of these?
You know, I can't tell you that because I'm not exactly 100% positive. I probably would be more apt to be able to tell you that if I knew what phase one homes went for.
They were selling in the high threes to middle fours.
I thought they were up in the high threes, and that's, you know, that's expensive, yes.
But it is.
It's affordable compared to a single home on a larger lot that goes for $500,000, $600,000, $700,000. So and first-time home buyers or, you know, people that are retired or...
People that don't want to put in work.
Yeah.
And
that was one of the reasons they came back and split a bunch of these houses to dual
phase six.
Detached.
Attached duplexes.
Attached single dwellings.
Attached single-family dwellings, yes.
And so that they could get the sale price down below 300 in some cases.
It looks like from the plat, and correct me if I'm screwing up here, but it looks like 179 and 180 are going to be one of those attached single families.
Those two lots are R2s, yes.
Yeah, and then the rest of them are going to be regular old single family. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's all R1 zoning. Just those two lots that you pointed out are R2 zoning. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in the old days, they put a corner lot, would be duplex zoned, and everything else was single family, but the lots were bigger.
Yeah.
We're not grilling you on this. That's we know that's yeah. We know that's not
no,
your.
I know. That's, I know what Oregon wants. So.
Well, you know, the sad part is the same people up there that make the rules that complain about affordable housing, they're the same ones that stack all this other stuff on the builder and it gets sent right to the consumer. There's no, you can't add regulation and affordability. That doesn't work. And only lowly peons at our level in these high paid positions. You know, we're the only ones that can see that. So I don't know if I've told you I'm very pro build and pro consumer. I'm not here to help the government.
Well, it looks like that I have to go back and look at my notes and see, but 3.24 acres, is that what this was?
No,
the 19.
The 19.
3.24 or something like that.
Yep, yeah. I think it was right on the front page.
Yeah. I mean, that's, when you think about 3 acres, you know, that's not very much if you got just your house and a barn on it.
Right.
You know, you're taking up the whole 3.5 acres. That's a lot of houses for that small. And if you take out the street area out of that, you know, there's the pavement takes up area too. You know, it's looking like it's just squish, squish, squish in there. But, I mean, if that's the way we got to go, that's the way we got
to
go.
The way it is, and those are the numbers everyone has agreed to, and lot size and density. So that's what we have to work with.
On the other hand, when I was writing out there this afternoon, there were not very many vacant houses. I mean, they all had people in them.
Yeah, they seem to fill them up as they're built pretty quickly out there. But there's not a lot of homes available for sale in Junction City. You know, a few scattered here and there. We don't have a real surplus of property. Well, I guess that's a good problem to have.
I don't know that the apartments are filled yet. Looks like there's a lot of vacant parking places when you go. I live in there, so I ride my bike around too, and it looks like the apartments have
no exhaust on his car. That's me.
What?
The guy with no exhaust on his car. That's
yeah,
me.
There you go.
When you say apartments, are you talking the attached duplexes?
No, those aren't yours. They're on the back side over there.
Yeah, they're three or four stories.
Right. I was gonna say there are no apartments yet.
No, those, they're right next door. When you tour through there, you tend to drive through the whole thing.
Okay.
And overall, everybody's stuff out there looks pretty decent. You know, it's some of it's kind of tight. Some of the parking's a little tight, and that's probably our fault. But we...
Long bed crew cab F-350 in there.
Well, okay, any other questions, guys?
None for me. Nope.
We have these people in here for millions and millions of dollars. It's pretty ungentlemanly like to tell them that we've changed our mind.
ungentlemanly.
Well, I just don't think we can really do that.
Yeah.
I don't think we could do that. I think they've met all the requirements that we've given them. Seems like everybody tries to hold up their end. Hopefully they can resolve the sewer issue. I know they're working on the water issues because I see them working on all the wells around town. So they're actively addressing that problem.
Good.
So that should hopefully help us out.
When's that going to be?
I don't know. I mean, that's happening now. There's no wait time on that. So that's ongoing.
That's not part of this.
That's not. Yeah, it's not.
No.
But it's still something we have to think about. I guess I would...
Jeff?
Sir?
Yeah, back?
Yes, sir.
So, to just for an update for you guys,
yes.
All the wells that we currently had have been rehabilitated except for Fifth and Maple, which is being done now. Bailey well is complete. We're just waiting for a test to come back to make sure it's clean enough to put in the water system.
Outstanding. I see them back there working every day.
Yeah.
So... Very good. Perfect. Thank you.
This summer we might not have a water restriction.
Hopefully we have plenty of water and the quality is good. Yeah. Oh, rain buckets. Okay. I would entertain a motion.
I make a motion to approve the Rolling Meadows Preliminary Subdivision Phase 5, First Edition, File SUB-24-29.
It's 3-9. Pardon?
3-9. Correction.
And may I get a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Seeing none. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you all very much.
Yep.
Thank you. Can you do this by Zoom?
I can. I'll probably do the next one by Zoom.
I feel for you. That's a long drive.
She likes
our dynamic company.
I know, for 15 minutes.
I know, but I get to see all of you.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Yes. And all your time that you've served on this committee.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoy whatever it is that you're doing.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Drive safely.
Yeah, thanks.
Be safe. Go home.
I will. Thank you.
Okay. The next one, land use approval extensions. It goes back to what we were just talking about.
And this one is a public hearing. Do you want
to... Oh, is it?
Does the language happen first?
Okay.
Start talking.
I didn't get a cheat sheet on public hearings, I don't think.
Really?
It's been months since I've been here.
It should be there.
Well, no.
Oh, I won't be here next month.
Are we on page 133 then?
Yes, there should be.
Yep.
This is a nice job of putting tabs on here.
I do like that.
Thank you. Thank you. I like
where we are. Very nice.
Okay. He snuck in a public hearing on me. All right. Ha! AMD-24-40, Land Use Approval Extensions. This is a land use application in a legislative decision. I now open the public hearing on AMD-24-40, Ordinance for Extension of Approvals on January 21st, 2025 at 6:58 p.m. My name is Jeff Haig. I'm the Planning Commission Chairperson for this hearing. I will make recommended, the Planning Commission will make a recommendation to City Council on the previously referenced annexation and rezone proposal based on the complete record, including the testimony received at tonight's hearing. The hearing will be conducted in accordance with the Junction City Municipal Code and state law. This is a Type 4 legislative procedure. At the beginning of the public hearing tonight, staff will present the staff report, criteria and recommendation. The applicant will have an opportunity to present any issues raised by the staff report, and then I will ask for public testimony. I will ask for people in favor of the proposal, then people neutral to the proposal, and finally those against the proposal. The applicant will have an opportunity to have the last word after each presentation. We're recording this hearing. Please clearly state your name and address if you were called to speak. This will help in preparing accurate written minutes of the hearing and also assist with mailing copies of the decision to all interested parties. I think I've forgotten how to read. We haven't had a meeting in so long. If you've written testimony or other evidence to submit, please give that to staff so it can be entered into the record. Are there any conflict of interest? I'm required to ask if there are any ex parte contacts or conflict of interest regarding this proposal. Anyone have any personal or financial interest or if we've spoken to anyone regarding this proposal. Anyone? Seeing none. It was my understanding this proposal was something generated by city staff or city council, and they're not here to speak, so I guess it's on us. Any planning commissioners attending Zoom? None. I see the attorney snuck in over there. Good evening, sir. Before passing this to staff, I am required to tell you a number of things. First, the applicable substantive criteria that apply to this application are contained in the written staff report and will be identified and discussed in the oral staff report. Second, your testimony, arguments, and evidence must be directed toward these criteria or other criteria in the comprehensive plan or development code you believe apply to this application. And that is ORS 197-797, subsection B5. Third, failure to raise an issue accompanied by statements or evidence sufficient to afford the decision makers or other people an opportunity to respond may preclude an appeal of a decision on this application based on that issue, and that is ORS 197-797, subsection 5C. And finally, to the applicant, failure to raise constitutional or other issues relating to proposed conditions of approval with sufficient specificity to allow the city to respond to the issue precludes an action for damages in circuit court, and that is ORS 197-796, subsection 3B. And now, staff report, please.
Thank you, appreciate it. And so I will summarize this pretty quickly. As we did discuss earlier, on October 22nd, City Council adopted a resolution approving a moratorium on development based on limited sanitary sewer system capacity, calling that the moratorium. However, there are, in our municipal code for land use applications, there are often timelines for these approvals. For example, subdivision, the tentative subdivision is 2 years, and they're allowed to apply for a 2-year extension. Or several 1-year extensions, and other like development review applications have a 1-year approval window, and they're allowed to apply for a couple extensions, but overall it's limited to about like 4 or 5 years with the extensions. So therefore, with the uncertainty about the timeline of the moratorium, it was the interest of City Council and some of the applicants out there that are in mid-development that we adopt an ordinance that would allow people with active land use approvals to apply for extensions outside of what the code currently allows during the length of the moratorium. And it's been reviewed by our attorneys and staff, and there's a couple criteria that we're proposing. What it would be a type 1 application with no fee associated, so we would just take it in and make sure that, you know, it's active, the period of the extension will be added to the current expiration date. Extensions under the ordinance are in addition to any other extension which is already available. Otherwise, the development code does not preclude an owner from requesting additional extensions. They wouldn't be required to like meet new criteria that came into effect over time. And so that is, that's pretty much the summary here. It is scheduled to, should we move it forward tonight, to be in at the next city council meeting a week from today, just to get it through for the new year.
Haven't we granted extensions beyond the time limit in the past for people? I mean,
not in my tenure with you, but
new, but it seems like we've had developments that drug out longer for one reason or another, and it's never really been an issue for someone to come in and get their development stretched out. I just wondered why we would need such a thing.
I think it's been under the code that allows the 2 year plus several extensions beyond that.
Because since we're user friendly, I know we have extended people's times on different things. I didn't really see the value of the work was my question.
Wouldn't it just be changing it from them coming to us to being a staff level for the extension?
Well, would that be true?
It wouldn't have to come here for the extension.
Mr. Hag?
Yes, sir.
Good.
Yes, sir.
One of the reasons the council wanted to do this with staff's recommendation is because usually if you come in and file for an extension, there's a fee associated with that, so we want to make sure the people that have already put millions, thousands of dollars.
So this was your idea.
Anymore.
Perfect. Thank you. I appreciate that. Good work.
And you're correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. That's the best part of the whole thing right there.
Yes. No problem.
Okay. Appreciate it. We don't have an applicant. I guess that was the unfaced voice of the city. Is there any public testimony? There's no one here. I will take public testimony for anyone in favor of the proposal, neutral to the proposal, or against the proposal. And there's still no one here. Anyone on Zoom that I cannot see? Don't think so. There's nothing to rebut. I guess at this time, 7:07 p.m., I will close the public hearing. Do we have anything to discuss, gentlemen? Any questions, headache, heartburn, or suffering?
I'm just making sure I understand this. So this is partially because the city itself didn't have all its ducks in a row as far as the sewer, so it's not making any more heartache on the people who have applications in.
Right. It won't generate a fee if they need to extend their proposal. So
that's how I understand it.
That's what I read, too, when I read through it. And Gary kind of clarified that, because none of us like adding more fees that make the price of the house go up. And that this is one of the only things we can do is prevent additional fees. We cannot eliminate the ones we're already stuck with. So, I guess I could have a suggested motion.
I make a motion to recommend to the City Council approval of this ordinance allowing the extension of land use approval timelines during the moratorium.
I'll second that.
Yep. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Seeing none, we recommend this go to City Council. Thank you very much. Next item.
Forecaster.
Planning commission.
Agenda forecaster. All right. Well, I think we will get to continue to meet in the new year. Let's see, wrong page. We do have a final plat. Hasn't been complete yet. Not sure if it's going to be on the February agenda at this time, but they're working on it. And as you're aware, back last time we met, I was going to draft some code amendments to ensure that our code matches legislative requirements so people can apply and we're not held accountable. So we'll be working on that. Another future bigger item is looking at trying to expand the urban growth boundary to include that sewer system, to include land to the west of our current sewer treatment facility to expand that for capacity and work towards ending that moratorium. Otherwise, I don't have Generally, we do need to look at the floodplain code updates as well. Wondering if there are some like injunctions filed, and there's a lot of other stuff up in the air around that. So I'm not keen to jump on edits if we might, you know, end up changing course in the future. But we will still be looking for like a July resolution on that.
So are we not looking further at our UGB expansion or any of that until, for residential or any of that stuff, until the sewer problem is resolved, or?
Can you ask it again, sorry?
Well, we're beyond our 10-year deadline for economic analysis for our EOA and, and all the good stuff.
I had started inquiring about bringing that to the committee, the Development Services Committee, something or other.
Well, I talked to them, and what I basically got was they're waiting to see where we were with the sewer, because it doesn't do any good to bring in more developable land if we can't serve it. But right, our buildable lands inventory, especially for residential, is down to zero. I think we're a little bit okay on commercial, and we're probably still okay on industrial at this time. But I haven't seen the numbers for a few years either. But at the same time, we're in violation of we're supposed to keep of variety of lands available for different things, and there really isn't any. Everything's pretty much built out. So that was a question I had several months ago, and I never really got a wholehearted answer. It seems like the sewer and the water issues were blocking progress.
I would say that tracks on a personal level as far as workload, but I think the more you bring it up with staff and with council and with the committees, the more that...
Well, we actually had members of the public in ask about it a couple meetings, and they're going to ask me again when they see me, what's going on with our stuff? So
very knowledgeable citizens, though. It's great.
Well, some people around know. They were also victimized when the false prison thing came around. So, you know, it left a bad taste in people's mouth they might never forget. So I have nothing else. Commissioner comments? No one?
So do I understand we're going to have two open positions here pretty soon?
And two alternates as well. So four open positions.
So you won't be able to miss
keep telling your friends. Oh,
when is your opening you up?
My actual term, I think, is for another 2 years. But I'm thinking of retiring. Before and that's why I was trying to bring somebody in. Okay.
As soon as the sun gets here for a while.
I'm leaving town with you. You guys, you're on your own. You only need four people to have a meeting.
I'll stick here.
Dawn will take care of you. Chloe will have her back. We're set. Okay, well, I guess if there's no other business, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Yes.
Second.
Yep. Any opposed? Seeing none? Okay. Gentlemen, thank you very much.